Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, and the proof is there. It's right there on film. This is the top three defense with Micah Parsons talking about the Green Bay Packers. There's Sammy P, and you said you were talking to people that were saying that Micah Parsons is worth two and a half points, which is crazy for a non-quarterback. Welcome back, Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. This is Bet Sweats. We continue to break down the NFL week number four. We get to Green Bay, Dallas. Sam, the Packers are a touchdown road favorite, total of 47.5. Green Bay at Dallas, you've got Parsons' revenge game, no CeeDee Lamb. And then we found out from Chuck Esposito on the show yesterday that the sharp play is actually coming in on the dog.
Wise guys bet numbers, not teams. Mm-hmm. Numbers. And they wanted seven. It's very important to get seven. You notice he made it very clear. They bet seven. He didn't say
six and a half.
They bet the Cowboys. Well, he didn't even say they bet the Cowboys. He said they bet seven.
Good point.
That's what you have to understand when you talk to bookmakers. They often will tell you that guys bet the number, not necessarily the team. That said, man, can you get to Dallas plus seven? I don't want to. I really don't. Not that I can't. I don't really want to do that. That's Sunday night. That'll be right after festivities are over, and I will be at the bar because I have to officiate the wedding Sunday. It starts at 3:30 p.m., so I'm going to miss the early
slate. Is this Eastern?
Chicago time, 3:30.
Okay, 3:30. So it's not like 3:29 you can go over there. You know what I mean? It's like you've got to be present. You've got to be talking to people. Oh, for at least a half hour before this gets going, right?
Dude, I got the schedule the other day. I got a schedule for Sunday.
Read
like,
it.
Be here at this time. And all day.
Oh, I can't wait to hear. You got to give me the schedule later on in the show.
I will. So anyways, the schedule gets really going around noon, which is when the games start. And then the wedding starts at 3:30, which is right at the end of that first window, the witching hour.
Perfect. The witching hour was awesome last week. So good.
Okay. So anyways, I get to do the ceremony, which I'm going to probably pencil myself in for about 6 minutes. I'm not a long-winded type guy. Let's be short and sweet. Nobody wants to hear me talk. Let's do 6 minutes. And then I can watch games kind of maybe around like 345, 350. But the last thing I want to do is start to drink and then have to sweat the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football. I have no interest.
I'm thinking you got the schedule and you're like, during the witching hour, you're the witching hour.
Let's start this wedding. I have an idea. Let's start the wedding right during the end of the early games. Brilliant.
It's probably better than Saturday, right? Or is it? I don't know. Is it better than Saturday? It's not.
I found out that I'll be able to watch the Saturday night games because I will finally have some stability on Saturday night. So I can watch Oregon, Penn State, and Bama, Georgia. But Sunday is going to be a war for sure in terms of watching games and following games. And that's Sunday night. And that's not a place I want to be, Joe, on Dallas on Sunday night, period.
I'll be locked in. Don't worry. I know you'll be checking your phone, but it's hard. It's different when you're just checking your phone throughout. We got you. Parsons to get a sack. What do you think the number is?
Oh, geez. Minus 180.
Okay, it's not that bad. I think it could get there. I see one book has it only at the moment. Minus 144 to record a sack. He's getting it. But do you want to make that bet? He's probably getting it. Nah, I probably
don't think so? It. You think it's a lock?
No, I don't. I don't. But I did like it the first game, and I think that was – is that around even money? I think it was – or maybe plus money, something like that. I have to look it up. But, yeah, nowhere near this price, minus 144. That's what everybody's going to be betting. Everybody's going to – minus 180, that's probably going to be the price once we get to the game on Sunday. Evan Abrams put this out. I thought it's worth bringing up. With or without Lamb? With CeeDee Lamb on the field, the Cowboys average 26 points per game. 26 with. Without, cut it in half, 13. So do you want to bet him now? Getting seven. I will say that the injury report looked better. Diggs practiced in full. Deron Bland, he's been out for a number of weeks. Another key member in the secondary. So on defense, it looked better. I mean, the Packers have a history of just whooping their ass. LaFleur owns the Cowboys. A lot of reasons. I'm just going to stay away from it. I know there's sharp money on Dallas. I'm not interested. I'm going to have a lot of Packers in Survivor, and I'll be sweating that out.
Yeah, probably going to be a no bet. But if you get anything that comes across your desk heading into Sunday night, just shoot your boy a text.
Okay. This is going to be interesting. It's funny. I could see blowout. I could see it actually being a one-score game. By the way, the Packers have not had good news on the injury front with the offensive line. Zach Tom went out with an injury again, their right tackle this past week. He has not been practicing. Their left guard, Aaron Banks, not practicing. Tucker Kraft is getting on the field, though. So at least there's that. All right, let's keep things moving. How about the dart game? Chargers at the Giants. You love the Chargers. Big fan of them. Now they're laying 6.5 on the road with a rookie quarterback making his debut. Neighbors didn't get any love on Sunday night from Russell Wilson, and I'm sure that's part of the reason that he is now benched for the entire season. They made that clear. Like, you're out for the year. Start starting the rest of the way. It doesn't even matter what happens. Neighbors through three quarters last week did not have a catch. That will not be the case this week. I'm pretty sure that Jackson Dart is going to make sure that he finds Neighbors play after play. Chargers, Giants. What do you think?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I wish I had Jackson Dart at 30-1. I wish I listened to my co-host. That's what I wish. I did not. I did not do it. I have no Jackson Dart stock. None. I know. What a call, too. I mean, you laid it out for everybody for about 3 weeks, and I sat here and just nodded and did nothing with it. I'm curious to see how he plays. I am. I'm not going to bet the game. I don't even think the 108 boys were entertaining the Chargers for Survivor either. I think that's going to be a pretty popular look. I don't think they're going to do that. So I thought maybe they might go Chargers. I'm intrigued by what Daboll is going to do with Dart and how they're going to use him. And if we're going to see a lot of this up-tempo You know, we're going to see some RPO. We're going to see the play action. I'm curious how much they're going to throw at him in his first start, because a lot of coaches really want to keep it simple and really want to make it easy for them to transition into the NFL with a life raft, essentially. But I think this kid's ready to be a risk taker. I mean, did you watch him at Ole Miss and how fun that offense was with him at the helm? I think they could do a lot of really creative and really fun stuff. I just don't know, Joe. So it's a game that I really don't want to bet because I don't feel like I have an edge. I mean, we talk about a lot of games and we talk about a lot of looks. I have nothing in this one. And it's okay to not have a look. I just really want to see it with Dart.
There are a lot of times you say in certain situations, now you're gambling. With this guy, this specific guy in this spot, does it, whether you're backing him or fading him, doesn't it feel like you're gambling? I know it's a tough matchup, heck of a defense on the Chargers side, but what they had, the bar was so low with Russell Wilson. If you watch Sunday night, my God, I mean, come on. It's just awful. They had to make the move. They forced him to make the move, even though people are like, oh, poor Russ. I have no idea what we're going to see. And if you want to buy into what's coming out of the media that's covering the Giants, like, everybody's so excited, the building's on fire, you know, everybody's jacked up, they're going to give their A-plus effort, all this stuff for Jackson Dart. He brings so much energy into the building. I don't know what to expect. I do know it can't get worse than what we saw on Sunday night. So maybe they hang and keep this a one-score game, which could mean a cover.
The passing yardage number, to Paul's point in the chat, is very low. 186 and a half is the lowest. That's it. 186 and a half. BetMGM is on the high side of the market because BetMGM listens to our show and knows how good you think Jackson Dart is. 189 and a half. That's the thing, though. Like, you give a number of 30 and now it's 7. Like, it's, you did your job. I am intrigued by that low end of the market, though. That's not a lot of yards, and he definitely has the weapons. He's got the weapons at receiver.
Yep, there's no doubt about that. No, I'm really fascinated to see what ends up happening. And like you, I am not interested in Chargers and Survivor. I know it's 6.5. I don't care. There are other games on the board. There's just too much that could happen. And we might be fading Dart moving forward. I'm not sure. What about the Niners and the Jaguars? That number's 3.5, total of 47. San Francisco, the home favorite. Injuries continue. Now Nick Bosa's out for the year. The number is telling us that Brock Purdy's going to be out there. He was limited on both Wednesday and Thursday. Juwan Jennings not practicing. I think Ricky Pearsall's going to be out there. But Bosa out for the year. That's a killer. This Jaguars defense actually forcing some takeaways, something they did not do a year ago. And the Jaguars defense, I know it's 3 games. You don't want to go too crazy, but they're playing at a very high level.
If I was still in my own Survivor, which I'm not because I suck, I'd be on San Francisco.
You would.
Oh, yeah.
Man. Everything through CMC. I mean, you take these risks that are just unnecessary. Like, you've got all these touchdown favorites. This is you. This is what you do. Like, oh, you got 5 touchdown favorites? Give me the line of 3.5. I want to play that.
Give me a dog.
Exactly. Joe O, Sammy P. Kelly in Vegas for her weekly Friday segment is next. Find out her best college plays of the week on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.